Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with Bethany Bassanese. Bethany's been my guest the first few days of the week here, and we're talking about her spiritual journey. She's a young adult in the area, works as a manager, an office manager in a company and a business here in the Ann Arbor area. But she's engaged with a group of young adults, dynamic young folks, men and women who are part of St. Thomas Parish in Ann Arbor. And they're working an experiment, you might say, in outreach and mission called Missional Communities. And Bethany's been introducing us into that. And I'm inspired very much by what they're doing. So I wanted her to be able to come and share her story about what they're learning and what they're doing, because I think what they're doing is something I'd love to see spread to parishes and dioceses around the country. So welcome back, Bethany.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you here. So we ended the program yesterday. You just introduced a couple of key concepts about what the missional community idea is. Mm-hmm. You described different shapes that you learned along the way that help you remember what it's about. The first being a triangle with up, in, and out, the three corners of the triangle represent some dimension of the main rhythms of Jesus' life, his relationship up toward the Father. Mm-hmm. Jesus taught the apostles to teach us to pray and how to have a relationship with the Father. Yeah. And the one corner is, you describe it as the in, that is the community. Jesus built a community around him with Our Lady and family and friends and apostles and everybody, a spiritual community. And then they were all focused on the mission Jesus brought was to reach the house, lost sheep of the house of Israel. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus' whole rhythm of life was touching these things sort of day after day in different ways. And people were drawn into the community that he had established. So it sort of built a little bit on that model. That's one thing I know you mentioned. And the second thing you mentioned was asking two fundamental questions. What is God saying to me and what am I doing about it?
Yeah.
You know, so which I think is significant. So maybe you could help us now just see what this rhythm of life and living it together concretely looks like for you guys.
Sure.
And elements of it.
Yeah. So a couple different things that come to mind. First is our main structure. So we kind of prioritize Thursday nights for the missional community. So that's been our night ever since we began like 2 years ago. So what it looks like now is we have some sort of relatively predictable pattern of up, in, and out nights. So just like the triangle, we'll have evenings where we're particularly up and we might have praise and worship, or we might have, you know, a priest. If we're lucky enough, we'll have a priest come say mass for us, and then we might pray for each other. But this is just a way that we kind of grow in relationship with the Father. We might have one of our very talented missional community members give us a talk, you know, share something. And we have just a really incredible group of people. Or listen to a talk. You know, there's a lot of different things we could do for an up night. And that's been really beautiful. I mean, praying for each other especially, I think, has been one of the things that's really helped us grow, not only in relationship with the Lord, but, you know, in serving and loving each other. So being vulnerable enough to say, hey, I need prayer for this. And, you know, people laying hands on you and praying for you is something that I think it's just so integral to the Christian experience, or at least it should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you read the Bible, it's like, gosh, they were praying for each other all the time, speaking in tongues, you know, like the Spirit is moving. So to have that little piece of the Spirit in our life and in our community is really, really precious and beautiful. And also to learn about the Lord with each other, you know, so having that accountability, you know, when you're going to a group with people, you're going to learn with them. And then the out or the in part, I guess I should talk about the in part. The in part has been insane. Like we had this Caribbean party, you know, which is also an out thing. Sometimes in things are also out things. We'll invite, you know, friends too. We had a music night where we had this jam session, and like the talent, I mean, not every missional community has to have this, but somehow our charism is music. And like, it's just unbelievable. Like,
so everybody brought instruments and just
played? Oh, I mean, you know, guitar, piano, saxophone, banjo, like literally everything. And then I guess I'm thinking of all these in nights that are also out nights. I mean, we invited some musical, you know, friends of the missional community, people of peace, as we call them.
Well, that's an interesting concept. Yeah. So a typical in night would be something you do together just as a community.
Yeah.
But this, you decided to say, look, let's make this not only a community building moment, but let's make it an opportunity to bring people we're connecting with intentionally who don't know the Lord or don't know anything about the church, let's invite them in to just a fun night like this and get to know us, and they can bring their instruments and they can join us, something like that, right?
Or they can sing or, you know, just enjoy the music, you know. So it's funny, as I'm talking about the inn, it's interesting because really the inn, now that we know each other so well and we're friends outside of Thursday nights, you know, we go to mass together, brunch, you know, all these different things that have become natural parts of our life, the in nights really end up becoming also out nights often, because, you know, if we're doing something fun, like, you know, music night, or we're putting on a Caribbean party, or we're just having a dinner party, or we're just playing charades, or, you know, we'll do all sorts of fun things together. It's really natural for us to want to invite our friends who don't know the Lord, because they really are friends. Yeah. And that's another big difference, I think, for me in looking at people of peace, people who don't know the Lord. And that term, I think, is also important as a part of the missional community. People of peace are people who maybe don't know the Lord or aren't walking with him currently, people who aren't, you know, wouldn't call themselves a Christian or, you know, going to church necessarily. Mm-hmm. But they're people who are peaceful toward us as the body of Christ. So they know us and they're okay with the fact that we're Christian. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important distinction between people who are extremely adverse to us, right? We're not seeking to invite people who hate the fact that we're Christians, you know, because those people we can relate to in a different way, but they're not going to want to be a part of a Christian group if they, you know, if they really have a strong dislike. So these are people who we find, you know, it's okay for us to talk about being Christian around them, which is another thing that you have to be intentional about, sharing your faith with people who don't know the Lord and risking that they might respond negatively or positively, so you don't necessarily know. But that was something to me, just to recognize people of peace, you know, who welcome us, you know, in the Bible, looking at, okay, these are the people who welcomed the apostles and they stayed with them. And so that's to us, when we find people of peace, we stay with them. Mm-hmm. So we walk with them, you know, we don't necessarily leave. We walk with them in faith and in life. I talked a little bit about the in, with the mixing, the out, you know, inviting people. But the out, really, just to go to that corner of the triangle, the up, in, and out. The difference here with the out to me is, again, being intentional about, am I putting myself in a position where I'm even meeting people who don't know the Lord? And that was a good, honest question that Joey really asked us. And to me, honestly, I don't think that I was, really. Right. I mean, in a couple random cases, I would. But was I really putting myself in a position where I was meeting people who didn't know the Lord, who I could befriend, who I could then ask to come to fun things that we're doing, or come hang out with me and another friend from the missional community, or get to know on a deeper level? And so that, to me, was a big part of my change as a part of being a part of this missional community.
When you talk about that outreach dimension of the life, which is built in and intentional, so you're all trying to inspire each other, be accountable to each other so that it actually happens, because it's not an easy thing to kind of do or to step into. So there's individual contacts you make, but are some of the events you do as a whole missional community that would be out events, that would be that would be focused? What would those look like?
Yeah, they're different every time. I mean, I know a group of people were going to trivia. We started a soccer team, you know, which now is in its, I think, its second season. So it's just, you know, not young adult soccer team like Catholic, but one of the guys had sent an email, and this is classic, like, us being formed, right? Sent an email, hey, we should go join this young adult Catholic soccer league. And, you know, Joe, I just remember this response from Joey, like, yeah, we could do that. But, like, what about a soccer league that isn't Catholic? You know, where we can meet people who aren't Catholic. And we were like, you know what? Yeah. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going to a young adult Catholic soccer league.
Right.
But for us, it was an opportunity to be intentional about being out. So we said, hey, yeah, let's join the, I think it's My Life. You know, they have all sorts of different sports teams in Michigan. And so My Life soccer team, we joined, and we ended up having a team. We only filled, I think, half the slots. So then half of the other slots were other random young adults in the Ann Arbor community that we then got to meet and befriend. And I think a number of them are still on our soccer team the second season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we go out after the games. I mean, it's a fun league, you know. They go out for beer after every game. You know, it's like, that's meant to be fun. But that's a way for us to meet other people and then have a community that we can invite them into.
I remember I was on my wife and I were out of town, but the missional community used our kitchen
yes.
to make like that. I think that was an out event, wasn't it? What was that all about? What did you do that night, that day and that night?
Yeah, that was really fun. So another thing we like to do is look for service opportunities and then have service opportunities that we invite people of peace into. So in this case, we heard of a family that I think they had just had a child, or there were a couple different times we cooked. So one of them, somebody had just had a child and already had a big family. They're from Detroit. Another family was a family really struggling, in need, that could really use some good home cooked meals to support their own life, you know, that they were struggling through. And so we set up shop in your kitchen and we got to cooking. We have some really crazy, amazing cooks. I mean, this is the beauty of charisms at work, right? I mean, one person has this, I don't know if food is a charism, but I think it should be like just this ability to know how to make delicious food. So we got together, everybody brought different things, you know, somebody that had, you know, project management experience made a spreadsheet and, you know, people signed up for different things. And then not only the missional community came together, but also we invited friends who, of course, I mean, I think people are naturally altruistic and want to do good things. I mean, that's the truth, right? People desire to do good things for other people. So, you know, one of my friends came who wanted to help cook and just had a blast. I mean, we just had fun. And that's another thing that I think is really a beautiful part of missional community, is having fun together. Like, we had fun and we were doing service. We were cooking food for people. We felt really great about that. We actually drove the food to these people. So the thing, actually, now that I think about it, there were a number of different families who were bringing food to, because we all were different. We split up into different driving groups and drove together to these houses.
And someone in Detroit, an hour away, weren't they?
Yeah, somebody was in Detroit, and then another family was, I think, in Ann Arbor, but was, you know, in need. And so there's people all over that are in need of food. So, so we got together and we're cooking. And then, you know, as you're having fun doing something like that, conversations just naturally take up that are like, yeah, isn't this great to be doing this service? And, you know, I can't think of a conversation that was a while ago.
But. And the natural question is, you know, why are you guys doing, why are you doing this? And
exactly.
You guys, there's just something a little bit different about your focus, your friend group focus. Like, what are you guys all about? Why is this happening? Exactly. Why do you do this?
Yeah. And that's to me then a similar question to, you know, we talked about the first time we met. For me, witnessing my church in action when I was a child, seeing, why are you guys taking care of my family like this? And it's like, oh, because Jesus animates us and we desire to serve and live as he calls us to. And so then that's a similar thing that ends up happening. And to be fair, I don't know that gospel opportunity has happened, like, necessarily concretely for me. It's honestly more the opposite, that they don't even need to ask me. They just say, there's something different about you because you're Christian. And then the conversation starts. It's like they know. They don't even have to ask, why are you different? Mm-hmm. Because they often know that we're Christian. And they're like, wow, why are you this way? And we're like, well, there's this guy, Jesus. He's great. We love him. And he has a few things to say about serving and loving others that we're trying to follow.
Well, Bethany, it's another program went by very fast. Thank you so much for coming and sharing with us your story. I think one of the geniuses of the simple model is to say, well, all human friendship groupings and families live a kind of rhythm of life. We celebrate birthdays, we go to weddings, we special occasions, we serve and all that, and say, well, let's do this natural stuff together that we do. Let's celebrate together and bring people into it. And part of who we are is we give ourselves away, like you're saying, along. Jesus is leading us into those contexts. Yeah. And so he wants us to meet people, and being able to do it with a spiritual family, with that kind of concrete intentionality, makes it much more doable, accessible, and realistic for people. And they're not just trying to step out all by yourself to try to make something happen and living the Great Commission. So thanks so much for being with us. And friends, this is your call and mine. If you want to learn more about it, you can contact us at renewalministries.net. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or subscribe to our podcast.